This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through the Psalter, considering Psalms 128 through 132. Thus shall the man be blessed, they made long their furrows. With you there is forgiveness, like a weaned child, and arise, O Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God,
Jesus Christ, Holy Son.
us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came down and devoured them. Other seeds fell on the rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. That is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our text for today is the first in a series of parables in Matthew 13 about the kingdom. A kingdom, as Christ says in the last chapter, or the end of Matthew chapter 11, that is hidden from the wise and understanding because they reject it, but revealed to little children and all who receive it as little children. Our Lord speaks these parables to help us understand the mystery of his kingdom, which, despite its divine eternal source, can appear to human eyes as weak, inefficient, and insufficient. Some focus on the four soils Jesus mentions and refer to this as the parable of the four types of soil. But it rightly goes by the title, the parable of the sower. For in verse 3, Jesus opens the parable with these words, "A sower went out to sow." Now note well, this is not just a sower, any sower, but the sower. This parable focuses on Jesus, the superabundant sower, and the sowing of the seed of the gospel, not primarily on the types of soil. The sower went out to sow. The sower went out to sow seed. And this focus is made clearer still by the repetition of seed in our translation. The Greek simply says something along the lines of that which fell and other fell, but it points specifically to the seed. The sower sowed seed. He sowed it abundantly. And the seeds he sowed fell in various places and had varied results. That said, the second part of the parable does point to the people who receive the word that is sown and how they respond to that word. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. And when we look at the four types of soil, four types of people on which Christ's word is sown, we only see two results. First, rejection in the first three types, but the last type receives the seed of the word and bears fruit, Jesus says, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. The vast majority of the crowd to whom Jesus spoke this parable, and indeed throughout his ministry when he proclaimed the word, sowed the seed of his word, reject it. Three out of four types of soil. That's not an indication that only one in four people, 25%, will receive the word in faith and abide in the kingdom. It's not intended as a rule. On the other hand, it is also wrong-headed to think that the church can come up with some sort of foolproof process, some program for gospel proclamation that will uniformly have a high yield, a high success rate. That's where our church growth missiologists and other well-meaning Christians sometimes go astray. If the very Lord of the kingdom, the Word made flesh, was able to gather only a remnant, why should we think we can do consistently better? That's hubris, pure arrogance. To the human eye, it can look like the word is not at all effective, that it needs our help along the way for a better yield. But the kingdom is not some high-tech, GPS-guided industrial farm that can analyze soil and then plant just the right engineered seed for maximum yield. The reality is that the Almighty Lord of the kingdom can be rejected, as is abundantly clear in our Lord's own life. so long as he works through means, so long as he works through his preached word and his holy sacraments. We cannot deny the bare will of God, but he does allow us to reject his word and him through that word. And many do, sadly. But thanks be to Christ, you are not among those who reject the seed of the gospel word, but you have been made good soil by the work of the Holy Spirit, who brings forth in you fruit, first the fruit of faith, and then the fruits of faith in various degrees. And though the parable is not about how believers behave, like the first three types of soil, since that faith is not by our own reason and strength, nothing in us, but the gracious work of the Holy Spirit to call us by the gospel, enlighten us with his gifts, and sanctify and keep us in the true faith, still, we should be diligent in our lives, that we not let the evil one snatch God's word from our hearts, or find ourselves with shallow roots, or let the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word in us by our neglect of that word. But I repeat, that is not the main point of the text, as true as it may be. This is the parable of the sower. To put verse 3 a little bit more literally, behold, he who continually sows, for you summer Greek students, present tense participle, went out in order to sow seed. Again, present tense. It's an ongoing activity, this sowing, with this sower. Not just continual sowing, but an abundantly generous and liberal sowing. He scatters the seed far and wide. It's not the frugal sowing of Jesus' day or the carefully measured sowing of modern-day farmers. No, it's as our second distribution hymn will put it, the sower sows, his reckless love scatters abroad the goodly seed, intent alone that all may have the wholesome loaves that all men need. It's the nature of this sower, of our Lord Jesus Christ, to be extravagant with his kingdom because of his great love for us all, to offer it to anyone and everyone, even if they will ultimately reject it. Jesus is the superabundant sower, which is to say that Jesus' atoning sacrifice on the cross is truly a once and for all event. It's for everyone. Thus, the proclamation of this gospel kingdom is for everyone, even if not all receive it. And so Christ's under-shepherds, in this context, his under-sowers, and you who are in this place with the desire to become one of his under-sowers, take every opportunity to sow the seed of the gospel again and again. It's not limited to those just like us, according to some homogeneous unit principle, nor just to those we think will receive it and bear fruit of faith and good works, as if Christ's sacrifice were only for that group. Instead, we proclaim it to all whom the Lord places in our path, just like Jesus to the multitudes and those who would betray and even crucify him. And we have God's sure and certain promise that the word shall not return to him empty, but shall accomplish that which he purposes and succeed in that for which he sent it. For Jesus is the superabundant sower, and his seed will bear fruit in good time, some 100, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I believe you, Lord. died in the spirit. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord on behalf of his church, and all people of God, our nation, the cause of peace, and the needs of the sick, as all have need. O Lord, you hate nothing you have made, and you will that all would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Bring us and all people to repentance, that we may know the hope of eternal life now and be delivered to everlasting life with all those whose names are written in the book of life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, the harvest is indeed great, and the laborers are few. Bless those considering and those now training to serve in your church as pastors, deaconesses, teachers, and many other callings, that they would all find encouragement to take up the call to serve your people with the saving gospel. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Keep us, O Lord, from growing weary of doing good, and give us loving hearts to show kindness to all people. Watch over those who suffer any need, especially the poor, unemployed, and homeless. Grant your mercy to them and to all the households of your people, that we may be steadfast of heart and keep safe in every trial, kept safe in every trial. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, grant a spirit of servanthood to those who govern in our nation. Bring to an end all terror and violence, and guide us to work toward the common good, especially for the sake of those most vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sustain the sick and the suffering, and the grieving and dying with your word of peace and your healing grace. Give them patience in their afflictions and faith in your sufficient grace, that they may be kept through the day of trouble and brought with us at last to everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant to us all things needful, O Lord. Keep us from all things harmful, and hear the cries of your people for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Christ shed for you.
Thank you.
very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.